Welcome. Welcome.
Stress analysis of a strapless dress. It's the Improbable Research Podcast. I'm Mark Abrams, editor of the magazine Annals of Improbable Research, with a special pocket-sized episode about research that makes people laugh, then think. If you like what you hear today, consider supporting us at our website, improbable.com. Here's fluid dynamicist Nicole Sharp. Charles Seim, S-E-I-M, is project engineer of the Gibraltar Bridge, the somewhat whimsically proposed mega-gigantic structure that would join Spain and Morocco, spanning a distance of 5 miles across the Strait of Gibraltar. He prepared for this perilous task early in his career, though, by writing a report called
Stress Analysis of a Strapless Evening Gown.
Please repeat that.
Stress Analysis of a Strapless Evening Gown.
Nicole, you are an engineer, among other things. What is a stress analysis?
So a stress analysis is something that we would do in designing usually a structure in order to look at the forces that are going to occur on it and how to balance those and make sure that the structure is going to be able to withstand the stresses that it would experience in operation.
What is a strapless evening gown?
A travesty of fashion forced upon women.
You say this as an engineer?
No, more as a woman.
But both?
Sure.
Charles Seim wrote this perhaps timeless engineering document in 1956.
Effective as the strapless evening gown is in attracting attention, it presents tremendous engineering problems to the structural engineer. He is faced with the problem of designing a dress which appears as if it will fall at any moment and yet actually stays up with some small factor of safety.
What is a factor of safety?
In engineering, we have a factor of safety whenever we design something to make sure that if the forces, for example, are larger than what we thought they were going to be, that the building, the bridge, the evening dress doesn't fall down immediately.
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 You don't care if the building, the bridge, or the dress falls down almost immediately.
Eventually is okay. Immediately is not.
The study includes two technical drawings. The first drawing is a front view of the torso of a woman wearing a strapless gown. It will be familiar in kind, if not in all of its details, to anyone who has studied physics on any level. Seim's prose fleshes out the fine points. Here's a typical passage.
If a small elemental strip of cloth from a strapless evening gown is isolated as a free body in the area of plane A, in figure 1, it can be seen that the tangential force, F1, is balanced by the equal and opposite tangential force, F2. The downward vertical force, W, the weight of the dress, is balanced by the force, V, acting vertically upward due to the stress in the cloth above plane A. Since the algebraic summation of vertical and horizontal forces is zero, and no moments are acting, the elemental strip is at equilibrium.
When it says no moments are acting, what does that mean? What are moments?
Moments are when you have a force crossed with a direction. So if you imagine that you have a wrench and you have a screw that's on really, really tightly and you're trying to get it off with the wrench, when you apply force at the end of the wrench, you are providing a moment that's going to try to turn the screw.
That's moment with its meaning as in momentum.
As in angular momentum, perhaps.
Well, as contrasted with minutes, seconds, that kind of moment.
Yes, moment in the physical sense.
Figure 2 offers a detailed side view of the bust. Seim uses figure 2 to illustrate the kind of daunting technical challenge that good engineers relish. His prose brings vivacity to the spare draftsmanship and simple mathematical notation. This is how he introduces the chief difficulty posed by the upper surface of the breast.
Exposure and correspondingly more attention can be had by moving the dress line from A toward B. Unfortunately, there is a limit stress defined by S equals F over 2A, F being the force exerted by the dress on the breasts. For this engineering exercise can be considered to be cantilevered beams, and A being the area over which the stress acts.
What is a cantilevered beam?
A cantilevered beam is a structural piece that's being held only on one end.
Not something that most people would really want to wear in public a lot.
Well, some of us are forced to.
There comes a crucial point of decision for whoever designs a strapless evening gown, a decision that pertains to safety.
Since F over 2 is constant, if the area A is decreased, the bearing stress must increase. The limit of exposure is reached when the area between B and C is reduced to the value of danger point.
The danger point. To an engineer, what does that phrase mean, the danger point?
It's not terminology that I'm too familiar with, but I would guess in the context of this that it's sort of the critical point where the factor of safety goes to 1, which is to say that you're only just barely keeping everything together.
There are, of course, choices to be made by the designer of the dress.
If the actual force supplied is divided by the minimum force that is required to hold the dress up, the resulting quotient defines a factor of safety. This factor could be made as large as desired, but the engineers are required to keep the framework light and inconspicuous. Therefore, a compromise must be made between a heavy framework and a low factor of safety.
Over the past 50 years or so, Charles Syme's concept of an engineering danger point has inspired many people to see the drama inherent in the analysis of tension, compression, stress, and strain. In 1992, all this inspired an homage from jazz harpist and singer Deborah Hanson Conant, a 5-movement orchestral composition called Stress Analysis of a Strapless Evening Gown. Hanson Conant composed this piece of music and performs it regularly with symphony orchestras. Each time she performs this with an orchestra, Deborah Hanson Conant wears a well-engineered strapless evening dress, which she loves. Her hope is to keep it up.
As you know, when one does a stress analysis of a strapless evening gown, there are several points which are of utmost importance. The most important is point A. Point A is approximately here. Point B is approximately here. Now, point A is the most important point because that is the point where the top of the evening gown should remain. Should point A take a slight excursion to point B? Well, you don't really have a strapless evening gown, do you? You have more of a gownless evening strap.
Nicole, again, speaking as an engineer, any advice for anybody, male, female, whatever, about choosing clothing that has a margin of safety that you would regard as adequate?
Well, I'm told that strapless gowns can be tailored in such a way that they'll stay in place. But I recently got married and so had to go through the ordeal of choosing a wedding dress. And it turns out these days, probably something like 80% of the wedding dresses are all strapless. Everybody seems to want that. I personally, being an engineer, I am not only interested in a factor of safety, but I like what are called redundancies. I think this is in part because rather than being a civil engineer, I'm an aerospace engineer. And so when you design a thing that's going to say go into space, you're not necessarily going to be able to go and repair it. So you want to make sure that if something fails, there's going to be a backup. And so this is why, for example, rather than getting a strapless dress for my wedding dress, I got a halter top so that if something went wrong, there was still something holding it all up.
Do you feel that what you've just said, if you could reduce it to a few words, might be something that might persuade a lot more young girls to go into engineering?
Engineering and design is about a lot more than just making bridges or spaceships or airplanes. It turns out there's a lot of engineering in everyday objects, including clothing.
Let's finish today by hearing a little more of Deborah Hanson Conant's musical engineering masterpiece, Stress Analysis of a Strapless Evening Gown. This is the movement called the Danger Zone. You've been listening, if you've been listening, to a special pocket-sized episode of the Improbable Research Podcast. I invite, advise, and implore you to subscribe to the magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. 6 new issues a year. Get yourself some back issues, too. Also, get lots of details about the Ig Nobel Prize and the ceremonies and how we're coping with the copious constraints of the COVID-19 pandemic, and about how you can help via our Patreon. All this at our website, improbable.com. It's possible that Seth Glicksman is the Improbable production assistant. Next time on this podcast, we'll look at something or other. Until then...
Goodbye. Goodbye.